Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Everyone, welcome to a little hybrid of a Q&A with some PP's faves, because when I asked you in the Q&A what you wanted to know about, it was kind of a combo of those two things. Thank you again for all the gorge responses after last week's episode. I hope that my pregnant brain continues to serve all of us to the best of its ability as we go on this second journey together. Okay, I'm just going to start right in here. Life lately. How do you do it all? Business, life, pregnancy, Carmela, and friends. I'm a little, because I have so many different things to do and I don't have an office, this is where I get more scattered than I would like to be. And there are things happening having to do with Davide's business that has been taking up a great deal of time and a lot of time that I wasn't allocating for that. And that's been really, really hard because I've been losing like full days having like crisis management conversations with multiple people that are like taking my full day. And like, he is like actively, obviously, at the store. Like, he only has a part-time employee. And so, you know, he'll need to be in things and he's with customers. So I have to obviously be on a lot of calls. Also, I think what we don't discuss a lot of, or possibly just like enough, is that Davide learned English like a decade ago. So, which is crazy because we've been together for 8 years. So he only had learned English like a few years before I met him. He learned it when he went to Amsterdam to work for Suit Supply before he started working for Brunello. And he learned English very quickly, but his English when we met was not anywhere near what it is now. So, and he still, you hear him, he still is not sure of certain words or the context of certain things. And then he has no clue. Also, fucking neither do I, about so many things that pop up with businesses. Like, we just went through this a little bit ago with both the businesses, Barancini, because we're also raising, I'm in the process of like rebranding and totally raising money for Barancini and like relaunching that business. But like, you know, you can do your accounting in two ways. You could do your accounting on a cash basis, which looks as a certain way, so you're more protected against personal taxes. Obviously, our businesses affect our personal taxes because we own these businesses, but it can make you lean towards your more like at a loss, right? But you really need to have your business on an accrual basis so you look like you're a successful business. Then you have to make sure that you have the money to pay that big fat tax bill. And so, you know, we talk to people all the time who do things different ways but it's all very like, that's like one minor thing that'll come up and be like a roadblock for inventory financing or meeting with, you know, a venture firm or trying to like, so, and like this poor man is like busy all day long. And then I'm the one that has to like drive this conversation and set up the meetings for, you know, and then on top of that, I think like, you know, LPA has a nice cadence, but that still obviously takes up a great deal of my time. And then the podcast, I wish I had more of a like kind of streamlined plan and like, you know, more cool videos I could put on TikTok and Instagram. But, you know, the office is 45 minutes away and I don't have like a video editor. It's just, so that's like a thing. And then I never talk, I mean, I talk about it a little bit on here, but I always think it's so interesting when you hear like a creator or somebody who does like Instagram stuff and they'll be like, I'm going to go create content. Like, I never talk about that because I just feel like it like takes the magic away a little bit, but I also feel like it should be talked about because that takes up a lot of time. And now I've been filming a lot of stuff for TikTok and like sitting down to edit that takes so much. Like I have three videos that I've like partially edited. So I have to be like much more cognizant of how I film and the way that I speak and speaking very quickly and not like, you know, sometimes I'll say something and then I'll walk away from the camera and it'll be still be recorded. You know, these videos are like 20 minutes that I have to cut down to like as short as possible. And those videos should be on Instagram, but the Instagram videos cut you at 90 seconds. So I'm trying to like edit some of those down to 90 seconds. And then it's like, I look at other people and I'm like, God, their content's like so beautiful. Like I look like a mess. I have no makeup on, but then I'm kind of like, I don't think people necessarily like want beautiful content for me, but then I'm like, should they? I don't, it's like, I'm like, I'll fucking save it for Barangini when I have like a budget and we'll like cross pollinate that content. So listen, a lot of stuff is always like really behind the website and like that needs to be like we went on a break for like a couple months, but that's about to like restart again because I'm working with somebody who helps me on that. Like, so every day I actually like really snapped at my mom bad this morning because she's always done this thing where she would like walk in my room when I was little, from the time I was little through high school, to wake me up in the morning. And she would have already been awake for like an hour because she's just like an early riser. And she would come in my room and be like, okay, 3 o'clock today, I have this. And just like fully unload her whole plan for the day or like whatever was going on or like ask me questions about as I was still sleeping. And so this must be just like ingrained in my head from that. But I had like, you know, I'm obviously so tired when I get out of bed in the morning. I'm like, I'm sleeping well, but I also am pregnant. And this is not even fucking peak pregnant shit. But, you know, it's so weird because I'm so early, but I still wake up to pee at least once a night. And I'm just like get a little bit uncomfortable in a certain situation. So I have to like move around a lot. And so getting out of bed in the morning is just like, woof. And I like went into the kitchen and I'm lucky because Carmela sleeps in late and my mom wakes up early. And so oftentimes my mom will have her already sitting in the kitchen and then I'll come down and they'll be like, she'll be like having a snack and then like I'll make breakfast or my mom will have already made breakfast for the two of them, which is really cute. And then I do her hair, I get her dressed, we go to school. It's fucking unbelievable that I have that help in the morning, but I also think it's there. Like I went down there this morning and there was like all week. It's like the lights were dimmed. There's a candle going. She's like playing Andrea Bocelli. They've had these like romantic mornings together, which that will be core memories for Carmela for the rest of her life. Anyway, so I walk in the kitchen. I like just opened my eyes and I immediately am throwing on my workout clothes. And like put sunscreen on and washed my face so I could quickly have my breakfast, drop her off, and then do my workout, which was a walk. But I also had a call scheduled during my walk. And I knew today, fuck, I totally knew that I was just forgetting something I needed to do. I need to unbox all my new LPA stuff and like do a try on and like show what the pieces are. I could do it tomorrow, which is a Saturday, but I don't mind working on a Saturday. And then I had to create content. For I had to do a reel for Instagram and then I had to do stories for another brand and I had to record this podcast. But then I also got whatever. Anyway, I was like, I didn't have like a schedule. And then I had multiple calls and I had to go to the fucking bank and I had to take my computer to Apple because the screen broke yesterday. So I had all these things that I needed to do, but there was no like time plan. And I walk in the kitchen and my mom was like, so what's your plan today? And she's asking me because she possibly has something to do and like wants to know if she needs my help. So it's cunty of me tenfold to snap at her because she's just asking what the vibe is. But we have Angelica here. So like I got frustrated because I want my mom to like have more. My mom is a busybody around this house and I really want her to like go have wine at lunch with her friends and like go on walks. But like she keeps herself really busy to like stay in this house. She's always been like that. But I'm like, I know you don't have, because if she makes a plan, if she has a lunch plan, which happens like once a month, she like adds it to my calendar like 2 weeks in advance and like talks to me about it for 3 days before she goes. Like an angel woman. I'm a bitch. So she was like, so kind of like, what's your schedule for today? And I was like, I don't have one. And like, I'm so stressed and I don't know, like, and I was like, but what does it matter? Like, and like, I'll pick her up from school at 11:30 because I planned my calls that way. And then Angelica's here till 5. So like, you can do, like, don't even worry. And it's me basically telling her, like, you don't have to be responsible for, like, we're all crew. Like, if you weren't here, like, we're functioning. Not that I don't want her here, but I plan it that way so her life, so she can have a life. So it was me, like, wanting her to, like, and I just snapped at her and she never does this, but she, like, put her hands up in the air and, like, walked in her room and, like, closed the door. And I was like, I can go in there or I can, like, do my thing and then pretend like it didn't happen and move on from it one later. And that's what I ended up doing. Cause I was like, I don't have the bandwidth for like, cause there's like a couple things happening in our personal life that obviously I'm not gonna say on here because I have to have a personal life. But they're pretty intense. I mean, one of them is fucking, they're both really intense. And so like Davide cried this morning. Already, like, so I just like, it's every day I was sobbing yesterday and had to text my team and be like, I can't do any more work the rest of the afternoon. Like, I'm in a bad way. I need a couple hours to like, I can't like create content, like, right? Put makeup on and look all cute in a video when I'm have all this shit going on. And it's been really tough. So I do need to. Part of me is like, I really need to set up a structure. I need to have sort of plan. Like, I always reference Mariana Hewitt because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, she's just a machine. Like, she's always creating content. It's like beautiful and clean and there's sunshine coming in and her makeup's done. And I think that she's just very calendared. But my schedule doesn't allow for that because so many things pop up last minute that I have to be like much more fluid. But I do wish that I could escape to an office and be like, great, from the time I close this door to the time I open this door, like no one is fucking bothering me and I can just bang out podcasts and content and focus on putting my decks together and like working and having my meetings. And so then I'm very free when I get home because it's like all day I get like pulled in to hang, you know, and then I'm with Carmela and then my mom and I are like, it's a distraction. It's not good. Davide's getting a little office. I don't think it's big enough for me to work out of, like next to his store. I don't know. I'll see if I can put, I like, maybe when I raise money for Barancini, I can put in like a few $100 a month for a budget for an office in Pasadena. Because it would be nice to just have a place. Because the room that was my office then turned into, it was a guest room. I made it my office. And now it's turned into a complete fucking storage dump. Packed with random shit, like old painting stuff from my parents, my mom sewing, like tons of stuff. And then that's going to be a baby's room. So that whole thing needs to be emptied. Ugh, this was a tangent. So that's kind of what's going on with me. I don't know how to put all things together, but I will tell you, that something is always suffering a little bit. And then in terms of like friends, like I like do what I can to hang out with my friends a lot. That's very important to me to have like a rich, full life and connect with the people that I love. So, you know, like tonight we're going to dinner. I get really lucky with that with my mom. So it manifests itself into like a lot of dinners because we put Carmela to bed at 7 and then we leave. And my mom by that time is like, she's already eaten and she's cozy on the couch watching a movie, or she's like on the phone with one of her friends and she goes to bed around 9. So they're like both tucked in and settled and fed, which is really cute. Hey, we're going to dinner tonight. It's like a lot of coordinating that. It's just constant. I've always said this. It's like so much communication about like what's going on and what needs to happen. And, you know, sometimes Davide needs alone time. Like we have all this stressful stuff going on that's like really hard. And sometimes we're like, let's just go to dinner, the three of us, Carmela and Davide and I, and connect and pretend like we don't, you know, like not talk about anything annoying. And we did that this week. And then one night this week, he came home and he was like, I love you. I really don't want to, like, I'll stay home if you want me to. But he's like, I kind of just need to go on a drive and watch a movie by myself, like go to the movie theater. Cause I'm not like a big fan of going to the movie theater all the time. I'll fall asleep. And so I was like, please go do that. You know, like sometimes he needs to check out and be alone. And I'm so accommodating to that. Like, I love that for him so much. I never tell him not to. I'm always really encouraging of that. I don't know what to do with downtime. Like, I'm not someone who can like lay around. I'm just a busybody. So if I have like free time, like I'll pop over to my friend Sarah's house, or like I'll go down to call her, I'll do something, or I'll work, or, you know, so there's not like a lot. Like, you know, I get home, I get in bed, I'll finish up some emails at the end of the night because I think that's, like, I don't think it's a good time for me to like be able to focus on email stuff. And then I just like love to zone out on TikTok like the 45 minutes before I go to sleep. Like, I fall asleep watching TikTok, which is so bad, but also I don't give a shit. It doesn't keep me up. So why not? That was a really long tangent. That was a 15-minute tangent that I hope all of you enjoy.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot of people make New Year's resolutions to drink more water and stay healthier. But have you ever thought about upgrading the actual water that you're drinking? I feel like I have this conversation with people all the time of like, how are you getting water? Especially now all over the news, how it's been confirmed that the water we're drinking is worse for us than we even thought it was, especially all the water that comes in plastic. And it's expensive to order large jugs of water. I mean, that's like a huge privilege. So it's like a funny thing because there's kind of water everywhere, but it's not really the best quality. And then if you buy a water pitcher, most filters can't remove gross contaminants like bacteria, parasites, and microplastics. And that's why we love Life Straw. Life Draw Home Kitchen is the upgrade that you'll wish that you made years ago. It's the only water pitcher that filters out over 30 contaminants, including bacteria, microplastics, and PFAS. And they make your water taste way better. I'm telling you this, it is gorgeous. It is sleek. It's a great like hand-blown glass design. So it's perfect for your fridge or your countertop. And most importantly, Life Straw fights for the planet and gives back. So for every pitcher sold, a child in need receives a year of safe water, which is over 9 million children to date. Better filtration, better taste, better design. Life Straw home products can be found at lifestraw.com and on Amazon. Support for today's episode comes from Danny Kane, and perfect timing because the new year is here and my wardrobe, especially with my ever-changing body, could use a little refresh. Danny Kane is a brand that I scream from the rooftops because it's a fabulous California brand through and through. They have amazing staples that make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. They have great cashmere sweaters. They have the perfect cardigan. They have the best slip dresses. Not to mention, they have the most incredible home essentials. I have all of their couches in my living room. Danny Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order when you go to jennykane.com and use code BEST15. I mean, 15% off is incredible. And listen, in any season, but especially this one, their sweaters are an it item. I love the Flynn cashmere sweater. It's the perfect everyday V-neck. I always talk about how my mom steals all my Jenny Kane sweaters, which I think is like so funny. I had so many in my closet at one point in time. And they slowly go missing. And then I see her walk out of these cute little outfits. And I'm like, I really get compliments every time I wear a Jenny Kane sweater, and they have the best fisherman and cocoon cardigan that are their best sellers every season. Those are the ones my mom keeps stealing from me. Their uniform basics are unmatched too. I wear the vintage pocket tee on repeat, and their relaxed trousers are a great wardrobe staple. So like I said before, I want you to try this stuff. It's just the perfect, easy staple for your wardrobe. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Get 15% off your first order when you use code BEST15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com and promo code BEST15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
Hey, friend. I'm Nicole Walters, mom of three, your internet bestie, and founder of Inherit Learning Company. If you're looking for the motivation you need to pursue a life of purpose, then join me each week on the Nicole Walters podcast as I share my hard-learned lessons and answer your DMs about life, business, and everything in between. We'll laugh, we'll cry, and we'll grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Check out the Nicole Walters podcast every Tuesday here on Dear Media. You can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Okay, now I'm going to go into the questions that pertain to my peepee's faves. Okay, first one is, what hairbrush are you using? I have two hairbrushes that I love. We're going to go lowbrow, highbrow. Lowbrow, I think it's already been on my list, the wet brush. I don't even know what brand it is. Let me Google it. That's the best brush you'll buy. I use it on Carmella. I use it on myself. Here you go. Wet Brush Pro. Is by Lola V, but is that the one that I got? Ulta Beauty. I don't know. I got it on fucking Amazon. There's a million of these wet brushes on here. Huh. CVS Pharmacy. It's basically just like a very wide. Oh my God. It's the same brush for different prices by a million different brands. Oh, here. Wet. Yeah. It's called Wet Brush, the brand. It's $10. Wet Brush Pro. Pro Flex Dry. Yeah. So that brush is fire. That's a big brush that we use around here. The other brush that I love that I have had, this particular brush, I remember using it on a photo shoot with Kate, God, 8 years ago when Davide and I were dating. I was staying in his apartment. We were shooting in New York and we were using his apartment as like, so 7 years ago, is a Mason Pearson brush. You have them for your life. They're the best. And this one, I have a small one. That's a travel size, and I keep it in my purse at all times, and I use it on me and Carmella at all times. Like, my hair is fine. My actual hair is super fine. And so it gets tangled really easily. So I'm like constantly brushing. And the same with Carmela. She has my exact same texture hair. So I use those two brushes all the time. The next question was, what are you doing for your skin? It looks really good. Thank you. I wash my face. You know, I'm lucky enough to be sent a lot of things, but I love any of the face washes from Goop, which I know are pricey, but like Farmacy makes great stuff. It's expensive, but I have some stuff from Fortuna Skin that I really love. Summer Fridays makes a great, you know your skin, but I use the micellar water to get off my makeup. And then I double cleanse and I try to wash my face for like at least 60 seconds so everything comes off. I try not to use anything that's like too drying. And then I use the Biologique Recherche P50, not the 1970. That's the one that's like very harsh and it's super toxic and you shouldn't use it while you're pregnant. But I use the regular P50. I've been off and on using that for like a decade. When I don't use it, my skin is just not as good. That's just where we're at. That is a toner that I love. I only use it at night. I should be better about using it in the morning. And then I get into bed and I have all of my little tinctures on my side table. So I'll let my toner dry. And then I always put on the IS Clinical Active Serum, a little bit like denser in places where I'm having breakouts. And I use a few different, and like I'm looking at all of them right now because I'm sitting in my bed. When I don't know, I have to ask Shawnee Darden about what I can use for her stuff that's pregnancy safe. But everything else I was using is pregnancy safe. So Agent Nature has a filter face cream that I really love and it smells like cucumber and it's fucking delish. What I've been using really consistently since I had April on the podcast is Vintner's Daughter. And everybody always says that that shit is really good. But, you know, like I use the Fortuna oil, but I always just use like a little bit of it on top of like other creams from them sometimes. Like I've never been like, okay, I'm going to dedicate myself to like really doing this like full oil moment. And Vintner's Daughter really fucking works. I mean, there's a reason why it's done so well for so long. It's expensive. You only need a few drops. It's made a huge difference in my skin. Then in the morning, if I haven't taken a shower, when I get up, brush my teeth, and I use the SOS spray from Tower 28, which we have talked about, which also really helps with acne, but it doesn't like burn. It just like, I think it just kills bacteria. It's fucking incredible. And then I use the IS Clinical Pro Heal always. I let that dry for a second and then I put on a moisturizer, but a moisturizer with like an SPF in it. So I love the one from Say. I love the one from Kosas. Like I'm not super picky about that. Those are both like really great. And then I do my makeup. I also have been drinking excessive amounts of water, especially being pregnant. I have my giant jug of water. It's in my Amazon storefront that I fill up in the morning and I drink that throughout the day and I put light trace minerals in there. And then I've also been drinking first thing in the morning, which makes me feel really good. Like I wake up in the morning. Okay, I'm going to add this all. This is now I need, and we're tallying PP's faves. I use the Nuco pre and probiotic. So I wake up, I go downstairs, I make a glass of water with lemon and some apple cider vinegar. And I drink my pre and probiotic from Nuco with that. I wait a second and then I take glutathione. Obviously, please consult with your doctor. My doctor, you know, glutathione is not like a medicine. It's a supplement. Your body loves glutathione. It's an antioxidant. If you go online, some people will say you can't take it, but most of the research that you look at online will say, obviously, glutathione is fantastic. It's like the world's best antioxidant and that's really good. So whatever. I don't take it every single day, but I take it. Again, consult your doctor. Do your thing. Don't judge me. I don't want to hear it. And I think those things are super, super helpful. Also, something that like really helps your skin that I take consistently is liposomal vitamin C. My glutathione and my vitamin C are both from Symbiotica. I take vitamin C often. Their vitamin C tastes so good. You can either just chug one of those things down or you can mix it in your water. It makes it taste like a yummy, like orange soda or something. It's really fucking good. And vitamin C helps collagen production from the inside. I also use Agent Nature collagen every day, which goes either in a matcha or a coffee drink. So I go through phases. Right now I do like one little shot of espresso, some water, a dash of A2 whole milk, the collagen. Sometimes I put cacao, sometimes I put cinnamon, and then vanilla stevia. I only have that in the morning. Sometimes I'll sip on it throughout the morning too. Like I won't drink the whole thing at once. And I really feel like all those things are just kind of like helping beautify me. But you know, when you're pregnant, like at the beginning, I was getting pretty bad acne, but I was really able to manage it with the SOS spray and the active serum. And I will tell you something else that I love that will add to BB's faves. I think I've talked about it before. But another fucking annoying investment thing, I'm sorry. But the Biologique Recherche Mask Vivant, which smells like absolute fucking shit. It's like fermented soy sauce. It's like the grossest thing you could fucking smell. And then you put it on your face. And like, even once you wash it off, like Davide will know when I go to bed, he'll be like, you wore that thing. He calls me a panda. He'll like see me sitting in the bath with that thing on. He goes, that's my panda. It's a great fucking mask. You can use it while you're pregnant. Ask your doctor, blah, blah, blah. But I have been using that again, consistently off and on for years. I remember when I worked at Ref. Oh my God. This is when I lived with my ex-boyfriend. So this was like a decade ago. And I always tell this story. And I would, you know, when you get to the end of the month where you have like just a couple hundred bucks left and you're like, I can spend it on skincare. I can spend it on groceries. I can go to dinner. I can stay home. I can avoid a dinner and do my thing. Like I would oftentimes splurge on like a skincare thing. And it usually would be that Biologique mask we bought. And it lasts a long time. You don't need a lot. You could also activate it with baking soda and it'll get all like foamy. But that really helps keeping your skin clear without over drying it. So I try to use that like once a week. And I also want to ask Shawnee, like if there's any of her masks that I can use. I need to start exploring what masks I can use to like level up. Okay. In terms of other things that I'm using right now that I love, love, love. How do you say this? Najo is a scalp oil. It's a line of products. It's made by Nina, who did my hair for years when I used to color it. She's a colorist. I don't even think she would like trim my hair because I never needed like a haircut. So she would do me that solid and like color my hair and then trim it for me. But her family, I think, is from Lebanon and developed. Let me look. I love her. She's Nina Boo on Instagram. She makes it with oil from her family's farm. And she's a great, special woman who I've always loved and admired really, really deeply. And it's a great fucking product. So I take that scalp oil. There's like a mat. There's like two. I need to like really ask her like which one I should actually be using. But I take like the hair mask and the scalp oil and I'll put the scalp oil on my scalp and then I'll do the hair oil everywhere else. And I'll rub one of those, like, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's like a plastic round brush thing with like cone spikes on it. She sent it to me with the oil and I will rub my head with that and rub the oil into my head and I'll sleep with that. Anna Blue makes a good mask like this too. You know, it reminds me, I think Nina referenced this once. Like when I was growing up, we used to get like the VO5 hot oil treatment, which was like so funny. You would like buy this little VO5 oil, you put it in hot water. So I use that at least once a week and I sleep with that in my hair. And that makes my hair super soft. Then when I get in the shower, I use one of two things. I either use the Anna Blue scalp cleanser or I use the Goop scalp scrub. Both are really good. The Goop scalp scrub is very effective. So it could almost like dry your hair out a little bit. Not your hair, but like, you know, it can like be hard to, but both of those are really great. And I use those in place of shampoo. And I really like get, you know, I'm really into like scalp health. And then I'll just use like a regular conditioner. And that I truly, really love and has made like a big difference on, I feel like when you like scrub your head like that. Now I can't take my Nutrafol because I'm pregnant, but I will be taking that Nutrafol fucking postpartum formula like in the hospital because I had zero hair fallout taking that. Zero, not any of it. And I've always had such thin hair that sheds so much because of my PCOS.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? I am that 1 out of 2. And if you're among them like me, please know that you are not alone. Thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about. And going through it can feel very frustrating. So join the over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it, which is why Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout the different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. And let me tell you this, I brought the postpartum formula with me to the hospital. I took it for about a year. I had no postpartum hair shedding. I have been talking about this since I gave birth. It truly, I was so scared of losing my hair and I did not. And then I switched to the regular formula, which I have been on for years. Obviously, I'm now not taking it because I'm pregnant, but I have the postpartum formula waiting for me to take it as soon as I give birth. Physician formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within, and they really target the root causes of thinning, which is stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism as they evolve throughout a woman's life. So go online, take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan on your specific root causes. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEST. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEST. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEST. You guys know I love Element. I've been talking about it for years at this point. Element is a zero sugar electrolyte drink mix born from the growing body of research revealing that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels 2 to 3 times the government recommendation. I love Element because it has everything you need and nothing that you don't. And previously I was drinking another electrolyte mix and had no clue how much sugar I was consuming, which is insane. So we have moved on because Element is delicious and it makes me feel good. And listen, if you are somebody who works out a little bit or a lot, if you're just on a mission to restore health through hydration, if you're somebody who lightly drinks or heavily drinks, like those electrolytes need to be replaced. And Element is perfectly suited for athletes, folks who are fasting, those who are following keto, low carb, whole food, or paleo diets. It's good for everybody. By the way, The co-founder, Rob Wolf, is a former research biochemist and a 2-times New York Times bestselling author, and has now sat on the Navy SEAL Resiliency Committee for over a decade. That's the kind of founder I want in a product that I am consuming. Element is also the exclusive hydration partner to Team USA weightlifting and many other Olympic athletes. Hello. So you're consuming an Olympic level product when you drink Element. My favorite flavor is grapefruit, but also during these cold months, they are geniuses who've come up with a variety of chocolate flavors. They have a great chocolate medley. There's chocolate mint, chocolate chai, and chocolate raspberry, which are designed to be enjoyed hot. And let me tell you this, I know this sounds crazy, but when I want like a warm cup of something, I add the chocolate medley to a cup of bone broth and some collagen. Oh my God, it tastes so good. Go to drinkelement.com/Pia to receive a free Element sample pack with any order you purchase through our URL. And Element is totally risk-free. If you don't like it, you can give it away to a salty friend or we'll give you your money back, no questions asked. They have a very low return rate and a very high reorder rate, and they send new boxes and refunds immediately. They consistently hear that Element customer service is the best. There's no BS customer service. Again, that's go to drinkelement, drinkelement.com/Pia to receive a free Element sample pack with any order when you purchase through our URL. Speaking of hair, I've tried 2 products this week that have blown my socks off. Both are from Living Proof. The full thickening blow dry cream and the full volume root lifting spray are both light enough to not weigh down my very fine hair. And that is in conjunction with my other people's favorite things, which is I gotta fucking add it now that I've mastered it, which is my Dyson fucking Airwrap. I've come to the other side, ladies and gentlemen, and that fucking Airwrap, I get it. I understand it. I love it. I can't go back. And so, you know, I've been someone that for years has not used any heat or product in my hair because I had such damaged hair like 15 years ago from dyeing it so much and having hair extensions that I've just spent literally a decade like making it as healthy as possible. But it doesn't do anything. It just like lays flat. And I like want to have like hot girl hair. I want to like walk down the street. I mastered the Dyson literally this morning. And all day I've been like walking with a bounce in my step. I'm not even kidding. Like, and I can feel like I'm rubbing my hair right now. Like having that texture at my roots of that volume spray feels so good. Like it's not sticky by any means. It really doesn't even feel, my hair is very soft and fine. I've said this 45 times. And I always, when I see women whose hair has texture and it like holds a blowout, I'm always like, damn, like, I don't have that texture. Like I'm sure I could color it I could get that texture and my hair will do more but I don't want my hair to be lighter. I like the color that it is. So that like root spray from Living Proof is giving me that texture without making it sticky. So hallelujah, I found something that I love. And then, yeah, I'm telling you right now that damn Dyson, oof. I'll never look back, unfortunately. Okay, a couple other things that I have been loving lately. Embarrassing fact, I've brought it up a couple times before. When I got pregnant with Carmella, I started getting huge cracks in my heels. It's embarrassing. I know it's makes me feel very embarrassed in front of my husband. I just want to be like a soft, delicate sponge of yumminess for him to absorb as much as possible. And the back of my feet have been rough. And I'll tell you this, it's been the most painful experience because they crack and they bleed and I can't fucking walk correctly. And I've been dealing with this for literally like 3 years, almost over that, because it started happening when I was pregnant and this kid's 2.5. So it's been, 3 years of like these bad, and it's sweet. Dobby's like, my mom had that. It's no big deal. So it's been super, super, super painful. And I tried everything. I have tried everything. I have bought everything at every CVS or Duane Reade that was like foot crack healing thing. You know what fucking works is motherfucking castor oil, the holy grail of all things fabulous. What you do is you're going to buy these socks on Amazon. I think I have them in my Amazon cart or my Amazon storefront, but I will double check. So I get these socks. Listen, my feet get hot at night. I keep my feet out of the sheets, even if it's fucking freezing. So my body doesn't overheat. So we get these socks that are toeless and they just go right above your ankle. And then at the heel in the sock is like rubber. So you can put a liquid in there and it's going to stay because it's protected in there. So in my side table drawer, I have a fucking pile of these socks with a little protected heel, and I have a giant bottle of castor oil, and I put those socks on, and I put a giant fucking squeeze of castor oil in my sock, and I go to bed like that every night, and it has healed the cracks that have been driving me crazy for 3 fucking years. And I have tried every vitamin. I've tried eating Brazil nuts consistently. Like, I've done all the things, every cream, nothing else worked. Castor oil, which I was doing castor oil packs for my PCOS consistently before I got pregnant too. I mean, if you type in castor oil into TikTok, you're going to get like 1 million amazing ideas of shit that you should be using it for. So get on that castor oil train. The other thing that I've brought back in my life as a pregnant person that I used the first time are the CO Chest Lift Reusable Wrinkle Smoothing Patches. And that is because my tits are fucking huge already and I'm a side sleeper, obviously. And I'm getting what I like to call a chest vagina. It happened with Carmella. You just instantly see your chest turn into like the loving chest of any older woman as a child that you adored and nuzzled into that was like soft and wrinkly, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that, but it's happening because of the abundance of blood flowing through my body and the just largeness of my boobs right now. So I use that CO patch when I sleep at night. Again, I'm not painting a pretty picture of what I'm going to bed look like. Like, I have like an oil mask in my hair and I have a patch or two of my tits and I have fucking little cutoff socks on, but I wake up fucking beautiful and that's really what matters. And I'm soft as shit. And that patch really, really, really helps like instantly. Those patches are great. So I'm on that train too. Oh, you know what I got? It's called a Levoit. It's also on my Amazon storefront. A humidifier. I know this is definitely linked to my storefront. I think it's under electronics. The humidifier, Shawnee Darden told me, God, I've referenced her so much on this podcast. She told me on a previous podcast she was on with me that she has a humidifier in her room going every night. I am new to this train, but when it started getting really cold, California, you know, dipping into the 50s, we have, you know, we sleep with our heater on. We don't have like, our room is freezing. This room with the cold tiles and the not double paned windows and the lack of insulation. And then next to me is this room is either particularly hot or particularly cold, even if it's not that fucking cold outside. And we would wake up so dry every morning. Like David and I would just be like, oh my God, throat, lips, nose, like sore throat, just gross. We felt like we were wrung out. I load my humidifier up every night. Now he does it if I forget. We load that thing up to the top. So it's blowing steam in here until the morning. And this amazing machine has a setting on it to where it can be warm, like humidity that comes out of there. So you're not being blasted with cold. Like I have one in Carmella's room and I realized it was like making her cold. So I stopped using it and I need to get her this bad boy in there. But it is truly been so good for my skin. I'm not dry. I feel great. Shawnee said she does not sleep without a fucking humidifier in her room. So I'll do whatever she says. Okay, great. Thank you, everyone. I think that's a good place to end. I've also been drinking grapefruit Spindrift. Like it's my job and I add lime to it and it's my favorite thing in the world. Okay, love you guys. If you are still listening and you feel so inclined, please leave a positive review. All right, bye. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.